Please be seated. It has been one of those weeks for me. I will spare you all the gory details, but let's just say that it involved an unplanned root canal on Wednesday morning. I had been in a lot of pain for several days, and Monday, as soon as I could, I got in to see the dentist who told me that I would need a root canal. And despite not wanting to do that, I wanted to do it as soon as possible so I could be relieved of the pain. But I had several commitments, several things on my schedule that I needed to move around and some that I couldn't move around. And so I needed to see about those. And I had a sermon to prepare for this morning, an important sermon, a stewardship sermon. Because today is Stewardship Sunday, and it's a day that I never announce in advance because I'm afraid that nobody will show up. And from today's attendance, apparently word got out. But I don't apologize for Stewardship Sunday. It's about who we are. But as I was trying to finagle my schedule last week, I reached a point in time where I just had to stop and laugh at myself. Because here I was trying to decide what came first, a stewardship sermon or a root canal. But alas, I had to do both. And just so you know, the root canal did come first. This is the eighth time I stood up here on a Sunday morning in October to talk to you about stewardship. And I don't want to give a stewardship sermon any more than you want to hear one. And I discovered something, though, this year. I discovered part of the reason why. It's not that I'm opposed to talking about money. Money is a part of our life together. But part of why I dread Stewardship Sunday so much is that when it comes to stewardship, I don't have anything left to say. The theology of stewardship, you either get or you don't. But you've heard it all before in one way or another. Now, I do want to tell you something that I think you probably never heard in a stewardship sermon. And that is, this parish is in really good shape. We have weathered some pretty difficult economic times at a time when other churches have had to slash budgets and personnel and programs and ministries. Some churches have even closed over the past 2 years. But we've actually grown. We've grown not only in membership, but we've grown financially over the past few years. And we've been able to add some pretty wonderful programs and ministries during this time in some really, really wonderfully creative ways. And for the first time since I've been here, the 7 years that I've been here, we can finally say that we have facilities that match the quality of the ministries that take place here in this parish. That's a big deal. That's a real big deal. So I guess it begs the question then, what now? What's next? I shared this with you a few years ago, and I came across it again this week, and I think it just bears repeating. But it's what a parish had to say about themselves, how a parish described themselves, and who they wanted to be after having gone through some pretty difficult times. This is what the parish wrote. We are a family with a rich tradition, continuing to grow in Christ, aiming toward the future as a growing church serving God's creation. The congregation said that it was important that her priest preach with clarity and make the good news relevant in the lives of her people. This congregation said that youth and children's ministries of incorporating our younger members into the full life and ministry of the church. The congregation believed that management skills were necessary for effective leadership, but was particularly interested in having transparency in everything from programs to finances. This congregation had a vision that ministry meant helping persons of all ages understand and live the Christian life, and was especially invested in the idea of effective adult Christian education programs. This congregation put a great emphasis on mission and outreach. And this congregation was especially proud and invested in a school that she had helped establish some 50 years before, and recognized that in it was an outreach ministry and that our presence there was vital. Now, by now, you probably guessed that that parish that I'm talking about was you. It's what you wrote some in your parish profile some 8 years ago, describing who you not only were, but who you wanted to be. And guess what? That's who we are. That's who we are. And I say that proudly. That's who we've become, and that's who we are. Maybe it's time to come up with some grand new vision statement for what this parish ought to be. I don't know. But I do know that it's not a time to go backwards. This is a great parish. I am proud to be the rector of this parish. And I wish I could tell you that when it comes to stewardship, just do what you did last year and all will be well. But that's not the case. It's never the case. People leave, people move, people die. And people's life circumstances change. And that changes their pledge. So just doing what we do from year to year is not going to really get us to where we want to be. And besides, stewardship is not about what the other person does. Stewardship really is about an intimate relationship between you and your God. As Father Tom said in a sermon just a few weeks ago, ultimately stewardship is about gratitude. Our gratitude for how truly blessed we are. Just the accident of our births, that we happen to be born in places not like in the third world, where the riches that we possess, no matter what they are beyond comprehension. It's a gratitude that, as Father Tom said, is more than just a feeling. It's reflected in what we do. Now, here's some facts. The average pledge of this congregation is about $2,900 a year. But about 35% of the parish doesn't pledge. If just 10% of those people would pledge, we would meet our budget goals. It's that simple. One of the largest parts of any church budget is going to be in salaries and administrative costs. Everything from the people who work here to the bulletins that you hold in your hands. And we all know those costs go up each year, except personnel costs, because the truth is, merit raises in this congregation are pretty non-existent. And there have been times when even cost of living raises are pretty rare. Have you ever considered in your pledge giving God a cost of living increase? I'm serious. Have you thought about that? Because the cost of what we do each year goes up. And if everyone just did as a minimum of cost of living increase, which by the way is 3.6%, we'd meet our budget goals. I think everybody is pretty pleased with our renovations. Our church is beautiful. It's functional. It's up to code. But we didn't raise as much money as we needed to pay for that. And we'll have to address that through some debt. Not big debt. It's not a big deal. But there will be some debt. And we either need to have more pledges to the capital campaign or address that debt through our operating budget. Can you help with that part? I could go on and on, program by program, ministry by ministry, staff member by staff member, but hopefully you understand what I'm getting at. It is easy to say who we want to be as a parish. It is harder to live into that, because ultimately who we are is based on the resources that we have, and the resources that we have are ultimately based on our gratitude. And what we do because of that gratitude. What we do together, every single one of us, because of our gratitude to God. You will receive pledge cards, pledge information, all that stuff in the mail this week. This will be the last stewardship sermon you have of the year. Please hold your applause. There will be in the stewardship packet information about ways you can get involved in ministries and programs of the parish. But let me challenge you to do something. Let me challenge you to do this. Take a moment before you fill out that pledge card, take a moment and say a prayer. If every single person who fills out a pledge card will do that, I promise you, we will meet our budget goals and beyond. And just so you know, if I had this week to do all over again, I'd still do the root canal first. God love you. Amen.